The following guided meditation was given at Common Ground Meditation Center in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Settling, and we tune into this generosity of the heart that doesn't need the conditions to be other than the way they are now, the heart that can generously include, yes, it's like this now, this body sitting, this mind, this attitude, it's all like this now. Yes, it's like this. Yes to the body. Yes to the mind, the attitude of mind. Yes to the sounds. I care about this heart, this goodness of the heart. Care enough about this heart to ask for forgiveness. So we bring to mind somebody that we might have harmed, or there's some unfinished business perhaps, and we, in our own particular way, ask for forgiveness. Remembering that it isn't easy being a human being. It's easy for this heart, this mind, to be affected by fear, or by greed, by anger, distraction. So as best I can, I ask for forgiveness. Please forgive me if in any way I caused you harm. So on your own, maybe three times or so, as if you were directly speaking to this person that you perhaps have harmed, asking for forgiveness in your own words. And after you've done that a few times, bring somebody else to mind that you might have harmed. Having a clear, felt sense of their presence. And then in your own words, acknowledging that it's not easy being a human being, ask for forgiveness. Please forgive me for any harm I may have caused. Please forgive me. And then we take some time, we bring to mind people that have harmed us, that have hurt us. Maybe not the worst or most intense situation from our life, but people who, like us, are challenged by being a human being and make mistakes, get caught in fear. So in any way that you have harmed me, I no longer want to be the person who's angry or resentful. So as best I can, I forgive you for any harm that you've caused, knowing how easy it is for human beings to make mistakes, to act out their ignorance or their confusion, their fear. As best I can, I forgive you for any harm that you've caused me. As best I can, I forgive you. So take your time. Use your own words. And finally, we forgive ourselves with great clarity and forgiveness and patience. We recognize the imperfections of the way this mind has been conditioned by culture, genetically. It's not easy to take care of this life in a deep and wise way. In fact, the opposite is true. It's very easy to be swept away by the habits of fear or greed or anger, distractedness, confusion. So as best I can, I forgive myself for all the ways, all the choices that were less than perfect, less than skillful. As best I can, I forgive myself. So again, in your own words, in your own way, offering yourself forgiveness. And when you're ready, simply befriending the body now. We're bringing that basic generosity of the heart that can include a heart that doesn't need the conditions to be different than they are. We bring that kind of attention now to the experience of sitting. This great, wide and deep, generous heart, kind presence. Sitting is like this now, this body. With each in-breath, each breathing in, we sense the kindness that can receive the body, the experience of the body, just as it is. And with each exhalation, there's a sense of blessing the body with awareness. May this body be at ease. So it's as if with each inhalation, there's a generous yes, the body's like this. The experience of sitting is like this. And with each exhalation, a simple wish. May the body be healthy and at ease. Circulating the basic goodness of the heart as it connects, integrates with the experience of the body sitting. Receiving the body with each inhalation and blessing, caring for the body with each exhalation. And if you want to keep it simple, it can be repeating the word yes with the inhalations and ease with the exhalations. And this way of being with the body, it's not meant to control or to fix the body, but it's all about being close to the way it is, not needing things to be different than they are right now. Breathing in, saying, yes, it's like this now. Breathing out, being at ease with the conditions just as they are. Willing to be soft and undefended. Right in the middle. Yes, with the in-breath, ease with the out-breath. And the very nature of metta, love, is to expand. So we begin by purifying the relationship with the body. But now opening beyond just the experience of the body. We're not rejecting or moving away from it, just including more and more. So as we breathe in, continue. You can use the phrase or the word yes. But it's not just yes to the sensations of the body sitting, but yes to the sounds, yes to the sense of the people here in the room with us, yes to all our relations, all beings, all things. And then with each exhalation, maybe instead of the word ease, you could repeat in your mind, in the heart, the word love or metta. So breathing in, yes, yes, this too. Exhaling, love, metta. an unconditional kind regard, basic friendliness. So there's a sense when you're breathing in of breathing in the whole world as it is. All things, all conditions, everything's included. And then with each exhalation, realizing a kind of friendliness for all things, all beings, without exceptions. Breathing in, yes. Breathing out, love. With each in-breath, there's a willingness to connect, to touch, to be touched by the way it is, to say yes to it. With each out-breath, there's that sense of wishing well, basic friendliness for all things. May you be well. Tuning in to the boundless or the immeasurable quality, everything can be included. And even if we were to experience some negativity, as you breathe in, saying yes to that negativity, yes, you too, you're included too. Breathing out, I care about this negativity. I care about this hardness of the heart. May you be at ease. In particular, tune into the expansive, open, boundless quality of metta, is there any place that this basic goodness of the heart, this basic warmth of the heart can't include, won't go? Is there anything now that can't be said yes to, can't wish well for? A big yes with each inhalation, the big love with each exhalation. Yes, love. And finally, taking a minute or so, as we rest in this expansive place of saying yes and sending love in all directions, to notice a kind of safety or protection when the mind has opened to this place of love or whatever we call it. Notice that sense of protection and safety.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.